Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we back here with our man Eddie Gonzalez, live from New York City.
Where is what? You said 31 degrees?
31. Let's see what it feels like. Hold on. You know, it feels like.
That wind is 26.
That wind is
feels like 29.
Must be a calm day. That's what I did learn about New York. I got into the vortex of Manhattan one time when it was like 33, but that wind got to blowing. Oh my gosh, my face hurt.
That's what it is. I didn't know that wind could go through your pants, like through your jeans, until I got out here. I'm like, wait. Why do I feel that?
Have you gone for a run yet where you sweat and it freezes to your eyebrows or your beard?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
But I went on runs that it's so cold, I'm like, I'm not really sweating. Like, I'm just kind of like there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm staying cool.
Mm. Okay.
I told him I'm cold out here right now. It's cold out here.
It you look cold. Hoodie under the jersey, like you got a lot going on.
It's chilly. Yeah, nah, it's not.
Let me ask you. I made a TikTok about this. So you have an undershirt under your hoodie, right? Like you don't just raw dog the hoodie. That's
no.
Not
No. Who does that?
Well, women do it, first of all.
Well, that's different. That's different.
But there's dudes out there raw dogging the hoodies.
Oh, man, come on, like, man. Whoa. They can't be doing it. There's always at least a tank top,
yeah,
almost right. Always tank top t-shirt right now because, like I said, I just run cold. I'm throwing the long john under here, man.
A long john under the hoodie's a lot, but
nah, it's right. Cold.
Nah, my brother is temperature sensitive.
Clearly.
I get cold.
What's your
quick.
Thermostat at the crib?
75.
Wow. Man. Really?
Yeah. And look, well, here's the thing. We don't go past that. They got to fight me to turn that thermostat up. It's cold in the house, but you just put on more layers. We don't need to be at like 81. What are you doing? Put on the sweatsuit.
Wait. So the summer, though, you're like 65. Like you're like AC all day?
No. I just deal with it. It's cool. It's cool.
That's crazy.
It's cool. Hell no. PG&E crazy right now.
We'll
deal with whatever it is. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We ain't turning that thermostat.
I will sit in my house cold. I will not sit in my house hot.
Nah, this is not happening.
Nah.
This is New Jersey. This is New York. This is the Northeast. We have like the cooler, like swamp coolers in every room. Like, we moved here in this current spot in August, hottest time of the year. Immediately bought two. It was like, this would be fine. We'll get like a draft in here.
Yeah.
We have one in every room now. Like, this is like, no, we're not playing. Like, we have
like
a spare room in the back and we got one in there just in case somebody come by, in case we want to go in there or whatever.
Yeah.
It's AC in every room. We don't play that no more.
I feel you.
You crazy. Deal with it.
Well, no, the AC comes on. I'm just saying, like, if need be, that's good. I got a fan. Like, it's cool. It's cool.
Something wrong with you. Mm-hmm.
You know what helps with that though is the way my house is set up. The sun never shines into the windows.
Oh,
so I'm never beat down by the sun. It's just warm. That's all.
Casey forbids the sun from shining into his rich house.
Not rich.
You built it that way when you built it from scratch. Yeah.
He told the designers.
No windows. North and south windows.
No sun.
I've been on the other side, though. My mom's house, the sun went directly into the living room window as it was going down. So, like, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it would fry the living room. Crazy. And I was like, hell nah. If I can help it, I'm moving into a house where that don't happen with the sun.
Ours isn't that bad, but we don't have any window coverings on the windows that go to the backyard. So there's a few moments where it's like, all right, man, I need you to.
Yo, growing up was learning how much drapes cost. Like,
bruh. Right?
Man. Like, I don't think I need none.
And God forbid you get those window covering shade things. The, please.
Boy, it would be sheets on these windows. Don't worry.
My son got the got the joints that he got, like the hotel joints. It'd be too dark.
You got the blackout joints?
It'd be noon, and it is just dark as I don't know what.
It's always funny in Vegas. You wake up, and it really could be any time. Like, it could be, like, let me find my phone. It might be 4. Right. Wait, before we talk about important stuff, where was Drake on your in Spotify Apple list?
He was number one on mine.
Okay, I know. D-Lo, what was yours?
First he wasn't on mine.
What was first?
You did Dot.
Damn.
GNX did come out this year. Well,
no, it didn't.
About
it
a
came
year
out
ago.
In 2024.
Yeah. About a year ago.
Luther was the, you know, Luther's the biggest. You know, Luther's winning like 8 Grammys. Like, sit down. Like, don't do this. Don't do this, Eddie. Don't do this.
Here we go.
That man's walking away with 7 Grammys in February. Stop it.
Because I'm not going to get into all that, but we know why that's about to happen.
Like, I know.
You know, the powers that be going to make sure.
They out here giving high fives. They out here giving high fives at the Grammys. Come on, man. I ain't never seen that, Eddie.
I like how Jay-Z told us the Grammys is a sham, but give my wife one because. Like, come on. And then they win one. Like, I love the Grammys. Grammys are hilarious. Kendrick could win 9 rap Grammys. They don't put them on TV anyway. They don't put rap on TV for the Grammys. They don't care about us. So what does that matter?
That's true. They don't put the hip-hop artists on. But he's not winning the hip-hop categories. He's winning the Song of the Year categories.
Sabrina Carpenter got that on lock.
She might. I thought Billie Eilish... Birds of a Feather. I was like, that might be the song.
Oh yeah, that's like I know y'all. I know y'all seen my list. My list is all over the place, but I'm telling y'all,
yours was Taylor Swift at number 1, Taylor Swift at number 2, Taylor Swift at number 3.
It was 2. The Boy and Taylor. I wasn't playing. Come on, Taylor. I had C plus. Shout out plus was in there. Sack. I had Sabrina Carpenter was in there. That album still. That,
I can't remember. You know. Yeah, that album is crazy. I can't remember. Were you Spotify or Apple?
I do both.
Okay.
I listen to mostly on Apple, but I listen a lot on YouTube too. No. So on YouTube, number one was Frank Ocean, but on Apple it was Drake. It was Taylor.
I never got into Frank Ocean.
I knew you didn't. Yeah. That made me think you don't like Tyler either, do you?
Uh-uh.
I'm not a
Tyler just either. Pretentious to me. Like he's just
a little
like,
bit.
I feel like I don't like him.
But Don't Tap the Glass was the album of the year for me. The rap album of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rap album.
I was a down year for rap. I'm kind of like.
Oh,
I'm
it definitely like, was. Like
I'm going to sound like a real old head right now because I am. I'm kind of like, I'm not saying I'm grown out of rap, but I'm kind of bored of rap. Mm. So like it on top of that, it was a bad. And like my bias just wouldn't let me get into the Clips album. So like. Yeah, apparently that was the best going, but I'll take
you. You kind of missed out with that one.
You know
that album was fire.
I played it like once. I was like, "Oh, it's a Clips album." And
yeah, that album was fire.
You know who the game kind of missing? I don't think this has ever been. Drake was still visible though. You know what I feel the game is missing is Cole.
Yeah,
I'm ready for Cole to come back.
That's part of the same tree too. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I'm ready for Cole to come back. I thought I said the Fall Off was coming out last year.
Yeah, you did. Up. Yeah, you did. On record, too. Just all on the radio talking about, it's going to happen. All right, man.
I like Cole because I feel like when he drops, it's like he has something to say, like as a purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas other people, like Lil Baby just dropped like 20 songs and it was just to drop 20 songs. So it's like, I like artists that, that's what I'll get to Tyler, somebody you mentioned. When Tyler drops, it's like he was inspired and he has stuff to get off his chest. So I like Cole for that sense. So he can wait. He can take his time. I hope he's good.
Give
like,
me
it
a,
needs to be good.
Give me a real Jeezy album, too. That last one, I was not a
real. You wasn't messing with it?
No.
JT told me to show with the orchestra and stuff. Like one of the best concerts.
Gosh, I'm
life.
So mad. They're going to be in Vegas in December. It might be like this weekend. I'm not going to get to it.
December.
I hope he does it again. Yeah, I know. I think it's early December.
It is early December. It's December 5th.
His show, right?
No, I'm saying it's December 5th now. So if it's
that's
this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. It might be this weekend, and I'm not going to get to it. But I heard it's fantastic.
That and the Illmatic joint look incredible. Mm. Absolutely incredible.
So Kendrick number one. That's too bad.
You sound ridiculous, Eddie. You sound ridiculous, man. Stop.
Don't do that.
You sound ridiculous.
Don't do that. I'm not the biggest fan of Luther, the song, or 30 for 30, but, I mean, they were everywhere this year.
They be playing it in the gym.
Luther is crazy. Luther is fire.
Luther's a good song.
They be playing it in the
gym. It's a good song.
I got to sit there like.
30 for 30 is kind of whack, but Luther is a good song. I didn't like it as much as everybody else did.
Nah, Luther's fantastic.
I didn't like Squabble Up as much as everybody else did. I like Shocker, but
TV
I never liked.
TV Off is the one.
TV Off is fire. Squabble Up did. I think what ruined Squabble Up, it was like everyone wanted to hear after the video dropped the rest of it. Mm. And then once you did,
yeah,
it was like, oh.
That happened.
All right. It's cool. It was a great use of a sample. Like, it's cool.
I'm also of the mind, too, like, you know, I grew up with Hyphy. So, like, whenever they verge into that territory, I'm like, I knew it already. Like, you're from L.A. Like, stop. Like, Dre and Mac Maul rapped on there. Like, leave us alone.
Squabble Up in the Hyphy record.
Like I said, Dre and Mac Maul rapped on that, so that's what I hear in the back of my head. It's like,
like you said, I really like the sample though, and
I don't like him.
The
song
is good. The Debbie Dad sample is fire.
It's a good song. It's just
TV Off is better. Like it's too similar to TV Off, and TV Off is way better.
My
you're just a hater. Like what are we even having this conversation for? You hate Kendrick. I hate Drake. We're not getting anywhere.
My number one album of the year was. Some sexy songs for you.
Yeah, that's because you don't like Tyler.
That was a good album.
That's why it was number one.
That was a fire album, though.
It was a fine album. You mispronounced the letter. It was a fine album.
It could have been five songs less, but it was a really good
album. Not fire.
Oh, no, he did his
That album was
He did his thing. They did their thing with that one.
Album was fine.
How many songs would that made it on your list?
None. Not one of them. But that didn't stop me from hearing Nokia every hour and 15 minutes for about 6 months straight.
I'm about to go.
And I knew. I knew you were going to bring this crap up today. Two, I knew I had a problem when I was listening to the wake up call on the pop station and Nokia came on. I was like, oh, crap.
I just rapped and it went pop.
It hit that category. All right. Great.
I'm surprised Raining in Houston didn't become a
song. That was the song I thought was the best on the album.
Yeah, I love Raining in Houston.
Yo, like, in my own little silo, my list, like, really set it off for people. Like, really was upsetting people.
See, your list, like, that, like, I could get with that. Eddie just loves music. Yeah. Like, I can get with that.
I'm going to run, these are my albums, and then we can move on. I don't take up our whole half hour here. Sexy Songs for You was one. 1989 by Taylor Swift was two. I actually got that tatted on my hand. I love that album.
That album's incredible.
Number three is Key Glockavelli, which was like an incredible album. I love, like, Key Glock went crazy.
I like his single.
Number four was Blonde by Frank Ocean. Number five was Music by Playboi Carti. I don't even remember listening to that much, but I know I did because I was in the gym heavy. Just
I could not get through that album fast enough. No. I was like, God, please. Just
I think it was the song Crank. Like, I was listening at least twice a day, like for a month. So
it came out too late.
Young Boys on there, Ian Triplin's on there. Kanye Graduation made my top 10. So let y'all know what type of mood I was in for the summer.
It came out too late, so it's not going to be in anybody's list. But Summer is one of my favorite albums.
I feel bad. I haven't touched one second of it. But I've been thoroughly entertained by her life and her Instagram. It's so
very
I love Summer. She can do
that's
no
my
wrong.
Girl. That's
she does girl. Social media as good as she does music.
Yo, she's incredible. She made Body, so she can do no wrong to me. Like, she's good forever. I don't care. Same for Brandy. Like, Brandy beefing with Beyonce was like, we needed R&B divas back. This is perfect.
Where's Giannis going to play?
I said yesterday on Twitter, I think the Golden State Warriors. And I'll say for a couple reasons. A couple real reasons. One, they have Jimmy Butler's contract, which is half the battle. You have $60 million of contract to trade. Two, they have some draft picks. Three, they have Jonathan Kuminga, who they don't want and who can get more draft picks. So at some point, this turns into two things. It's the same thing that happened to KD. And Giannis is going through it now. One, where do you want to go? That's 80% of the battle. We're going to do right by you. You're Giannis Antetokounmpo. Two, who can actually make a trade work? And that's where the Warriors come into play there. Like, I think he wouldn't mind playing in the Bay. I think he wouldn't mind playing with Steph Curry. And they have the stuff to make it happen. I think the list of contenders is almost the same as it was for Kevin, including the Rockets. I think, you know, both L.A. teams will dabble. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves will give it a shot. Like, you're looking at that combination of things, or at least half of the battle. Mm-hmm. A team who has the contracts, which is where the Knicks comes in, which is where the Wolves come in. And a team that has some picks, which is where, you know, you'll see the Nets get thrown in there. You'll see the Thunder get thrown in there. But the Rockets still have some picks. The Lakers still have some of their picks, you know, and the Warriors still have some picks. So I think it's going to be that group of teams. But again, I think the easiest trade, and so I'm just going to go with that as my prediction, is the Warriors. But it's going to come down to Giannis saying, this is where I want to go. But it's clear as day he wants out. It's clear as day it needs to be done. When you stay together for the family, this is what happens. This is Kevin Durant in Brooklyn all over again. Should have did it when you had the chance. And it's like, now you're worse than you were before. Now he's hurt on top of that. Just get it over with. The problem is these deals now in this current CBA are so hard to make in season. I don't know if we're going to have to wait till the summer for this or not, but I think we might have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The place I think he wants to go, not like, oh, I'm cool going here. I think he wants to go to the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And is he willing to wait for the summer, or are they going to be able to maneuver some stuff to get it done during the season to get him there? But if they have that conversation, where do you want to go? I think it's the Knicks. I think it's always been the Knicks. And I'll say I think he gets there at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Knicks, they're fine in the conference this year. They've lost some games. They kind of can't win a game on the road as it goes. But it just turns into, is this your long-term team? Are you convinced that Cat, OG, and Mikal Bridges are what you need for the future, or turning that in some combination, because one of them will have to go somewhere to get picks, and then two of them will probably have to go to the Bucks, and then you probably have to – one of your young guys. Do you want to do all that for Giannis? If you're asking me – Giannis is just 30. He's still 30. I had to Google it to remember. I thought he was 32, 33. He's 30 years old. He's still in the middle of his prime. You got him on contract till 2028. Yes, it's a big deal, but that's what you pay for a player as good as Giannis. I think you got to do it. What I think is about to happen right now, both in media and kind of like in the NBA world, it's going to be like an over-evaluation of what Giannis is and isn't. Now, when he won, he had a great team behind him. But he had a lot of specific things with him. He had Drew Holiday, which is one of the best perimeter defenders in the league, also a point guard who's making threes. He had Brooke Lopez, who, which is at the time the premier stretch five in the league. He led the league in blocks, and he was knocking down threes. Mm-hmm. You need these very specific things. You need defenders all around him. He got like a lesser version of that team now, but it's just not competing like it once was. Mm-hmm. You know, Giannis kind of is a guard in a sense because how much he handles the ball, and he kind of gets a running start from the perimeter. But he can't shoot. He's not he probably should be a center, but he doesn't want to play on the block. Like he also doesn't want to play the center on defense. He's a very unique player. You need a very unique team around him. Again, that's where I think the Stephen Curry of it all works, because like you make that work with him. But I think we're gonna have like a mass evaluation of the way he is and isn't, and if he's worth it. I think he is still at his age. You just don't balk at a chance to get a Hall of Famer, or at least that's something in the tank. Somebody was asking a question yesterday, like, you look at Austin Reeves, what he's doing, he's 29 and 8-8 or whatever it is right now. He's going crazy. Is Austin Reeves at $41 million, which would be his max this summer if he signs it, more valuable than Giannis at $59 million? I'm like, you think about it a little bit, like if you're the Lakers, but I still think you have to do that. If the Bucks are willing to take some combination of Austin Reeves stuff in your picks, you take that and you try to win a championship with Luka and Giannis right now, rather than hope, you know, Austin Reeves lives up to his max contract, continues to be what he is right now. He's already 27 years old. And that's why I think they'll be a player too. Like it's almost perfect for the Lakers if he emerges as an all-star this year, because then it's like, now we're a real player in this deal.
Real quick, Jason Anderson is reporting that Dennis Schroeder will be out for tomorrow's game against the Miami Heat. That'll be the fourth straight game. Actually, this might be the fifth straight game that Dennis has missed with a right hip flexor.
Those diamonds were dancing the other day on the bench, though. Shout out to Dennis.
Looked like you.
Relax. Could I ask one more thing about the Giannis? And me and Damian talked about this earlier today. And I don't think we're on the same page. I tried to convince him. I don't think he's there. But one of the scenarios was the Rockets. And they said Sengun in that deal. And Sengun is fantastic. He's younger, all this other stuff. I think I'd kind of do that without thinking twice, though. Like, if you can get Giannis, KD, Amin, and, like, still keep Reed Shepard and some picks and all that, like,
the only Sengun, other contract with Van Fleet,
right.
The only other one.
Sengun is great, but, yeah, I'm going to get Giannis.
Yeah, and I think that's why they'll be a player in this if they want to be. I think you could even flip it the other way and say, Amen is due a big deal soon. Maybe he's who you part with, and then you do the other three-headed monster or whatever. But they have flexibility. I mean, there was a reason they were the top of the Durant list, and everybody was putting two and two together. They have picks. They have a Phoenix pick. And they have these guys. They got Alperen under essentially what's under market value with the deal they gave him. It's a shorter deal as well. They have Fred VanVleet's contract, which, you know, will be an expiring next year. They'll be right there. I think it's up to the Rockets how hard they want to push with what they want to make happen here. You know, it's tough parting ways with young players like that. But again, you only get one Giannis. Like, this is only, it's only opportunity. I will say, like, the rumor for the longest before they got Kevin a couple years back was they were targeting two guys. They were building up their stockpile of picks and contracts and everything else, and they were targeting two guys. One was Joel Embiid, who is like one of the less tradable players in the league right now because of health and everything else. And the other one was Giannis. So they've kind of always been on the fringes, wondering, hoping he would want to get out. And it's going to keep coming up until something happens here. But my understanding, there's no list right now. There's no this team or out or I'm out of here or whatever. It just seems like they're just opening up the conversation. And now he's got 2 to 4 weeks to really sit there and think about it. I don't think he's traded at the deadline, but I think that's just because it's complicated. I think he is traded in the offseason, and this is his last year in Milwaukee.
Why do you think this is easier to navigate in the offseason versus right now?
Because first off, draft lines up where it is. So you have a team like the Rockets who, if they have Phoenix's pick, could have the ninth pick in the draft, things of that nature. But second off, you're able to shed contracts a little easier. There's a little more cap mechanics you can do as well, where it's like we can do our deals in this order so it actually fits, rather than right now it has to be dollar for dollar and it has to, and you have to play games. We have to trade 7 players for Giannis. It's kind of harder to do when we got a game on Tuesday than it is in July when we, you know, we don't have camp for another 2 months. So, you know, there's the mechanics of it, but I do think teams will be aggressive. It just turns into, you know, is this what the Bucks feel like they need for this? And how hard Giannis is going to push?
Do you think Giannis potentially being traded holds up the league, like, right now, like, from other deals and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because you look at the guys who are kind of, like, on the fringes of being traded or talked about, and they're all lesser players. Like, everybody's going to be a lesser player than Giannis. But it's Giannis. It's Ja, it's Trey, it's LaMelo, it's guys like this. It's even the Clippers guys, if you feel like they're going to break up or do something. You know, everything has to go towards that. That's $60 million floating around in the air that has to be knocked out. And also, you know, there's probably third team, fourth team. Like, there's going to be machinations to be a part of this as well. And, you know, the Jazz love to come and get an extra pick out of something. And, yeah, the Thunder love to do something like that. And you know, I think a lot of people are going to mention the Spurs and if they want to get involved. And it's just going to hold up a lot of stuff. It's been slow this year in general, but I do think we're going to pick up in January. We're starting to see who's emerging as what in the league. You know, you look at a team like the Hawks, they feel like they got something. Maybe they should take a swing. Maybe they should try to get something for Trey, you know. But you look at some of these other teams like the Clippers, it's looking dead. You know, maybe they might be selling. Maybe they might just hold on and figure it out in the summer. But I think those teams on the fringes are getting a little aggressive now.
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, man. You probably got to go run 6 miles or something, man. So we'll let you.
Hey, man, get some Drake in that playlist.
Put Euphoria on while you run, man. It's a great training record. Go put Euphoria on.
I don't want to do that. I block that. Did you know you could block songs? You could take songs completely out of your
man,
library.
Man, can I block artists? Shut artists off.
Ain't going to be no music played. Ain't going to be no music played. You block that artist.
That's not my algorithm. My algorithm works just fine without that, brother.
I just knew D-Lo was going to be one of them dudes like this. This is a travesty. Like, I didn't listen to none of this. How did Drake end up in my top 5?
I didn't say nothing. No, stop. That did not happen.
I'm surprised Drake was my number one, though. I thought it might have been Chris Brown this year. I was listening to a lot of Breezy.
Mm.
I'm surprised.
Birds of a Feather, them two.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Of all the songs I heard, that's probably the one I heard the most because it was on the radio every hour and 15 right. minutes.
No guidance. They're never going nowhere.
Yeah.
She's the GOAT. She's special too. Yeah, but yeah, man. Good seeing y'all.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Next week I'll be getting ready. I'm running a half marathon the Saturday, next Saturday. So
let's go.
I'll be nice and bundled up when I see
there
y'all next
week. There we go.
There you go. There That's your go. Second one, right? You just ran one, didn't you?
No, this will be my first.
Oh, okay. So. Okay.
And
okay.
It's also gonna be 30 degrees in Central Park, so it'll be fun.
All right.
I'll run my marathon in May. It's good.
All right, boy. We appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.